Okay, so as ever, let's go back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph to have a look at which line of the Mishnah is our Gemara now going to be based on. The first word on the line in the Mishnah is Ushloisha. About 10 lines or so into the wide lines, maybe a little bit more. The first word of the line is Ushloisha. So the Mishnah there says, Ein Donin. We would not judge Lo Yes HaShevet, V'lo Yes HaNovi Sheker, V'lo Yes HaKoyen Godel, El Pi Bezdin Shel Shivim Ve'echad. So we're now moving up to the final category. We've had cases in the Mishnah where the Bezdin has to be three or five. We had cases of when somebody is chayev misa, so then you have a bezdin of 23. And now we're moving to the top tier, which cases require 71 dayanim on the bezdin. This is the Sanhedrin Hagodol. So the Mishnah is telling us you would not judge either a shevet, a tribe, which we have to see what that means, or a novi sheker, a false prophet, or a kohen gadol. Unless you have a bezdin of 71. So have a look before you turn to our Gemara. Have a look at Rashi there on that Amud, on the third wide line. Ve'ein donin lo yes hashevet. What does that mean? You would judge a tribe. Ruboi shel shevet. If ever the majority of a tribe served Avodah Zarah b'mezid, they would need to be tried en masse. Now, let's not confuse this, although we'll see, but definitely are comparisons. The Ir HaNidachas. We know we have a parasha of Ir HaNidachas when you have an entire city that are serving Avodah Zarah. And when we talk about the entire city, that can either mean literally the entire city or roiv of the entire city. You would always follow the majority. So if roiv of the city are serving Avodah Zarah, so we know there's a parasha in the Torah called Ir HaNidachas, in which everybody in the city must be killed, everything is burnt, wiped out. That's not what we're talking about over here, although it's very similar. Here, we're not talking about a particular town is serving Avodah Zarah, but rather a shevet is serving Avodah Zarah. Is a shevet larger or smaller than a town? We'll see in the Gemara coming up. So either way, when a shevet or roiv of, says Rashi, are serving Avodah Zarah b'mezid, they need to be tried en masse with a bezdin of 71. Says Rashi, one more Rashi, a novi sheker, a false prophet, who's chayev bechenek, says Rashi, strangulation, and begemara boi, the Gemara is going to ask the question, minolon de boi shim veechod, how do you know in fact that you need 71? Okay, so let's immediately turn to our Gemara on Daf Tes Vov Omud Beis. By the way, Larry, Alex is okay. We've missed him the last couple of days. He's all right? You don't know. Okay. Says the Gemara towards the bottom of the Tes Vav Amud Beis. Ein, Donin, etc. Says the Gemara, Hai Shevet. This Shevet, quote unquote, that the Mishnah was talking about, it was discussing judging a Shevet. Dechata b'mai. What was their avera? So Rashi, of course, already gave the game away and said we're talking about avodah zarah, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. So we're trying to examine, we're trying to work out what is the case. What does that mean that you're judging the shevet? Presumably, that means the entire shevet have been over an avera. The question is, Which Aveira? Ilema, if you're going to say Shevet Shechilel Es HaShabbos, if you're going to say the Aveira that we're talking about is a Shevet who have been Mechalel Shabbos, so we need to remember over here, what exactly was the Chiddush that we just learned in our Mishnah? We learned in our Mishnah that when you judge a Shevet, you need 71 Dayonim. Now, why is that a Chiddush? The answer is because, as we've discussed early on in the Mishnah, when an individual, when a Yochid stands trial, even for a death sentence, you only need 23. When a Shevet is being judged, that has been upgraded from 23 to 71. So clearly, we're making a very, very fundamental differentiation between a Yochid and a Shevet, a Yochid and a Rabbin. An individual who stands trial, 23. A tribe that stands trial, 71. So the Gemara says, one moment, what are they standing trial for? What's the Aveira that we're discussing? Chilul Shabbos? Ilema Shevet Shechilel Es HaShabbos. If you're going to tell me that we're talking about a tribe that was Mechalel Shabbos, well, the Gemara says that can't be. Eimar, the Polig Rachmana. When did the Torah differentiate Bein Yechidim Lemerubin? Where have we found a precedent that the Torah differentiates between an individual and the masses? Now, as we mentioned before, the concept of Ir Hanidachas. If an individual serves Avodah Zarah, he might well be Chayav Misa, but I do not need 71 Dayonim. Rather, he stands trial with 23. When it comes to an Ir Hanidachas, an entire ear, as we're going to learn later on, there you need also Sanhedrin Gedolah 71. So we definitely know that with regard to Avodah Zarah, there is a distinction between the Yochid and the Rabbim. A Yochid needs 23, a Rabbim needs 71. So what exactly was the Aveira that we're talking about when the Mishnah says judging a Shevet? Judging a Shevet for what? If it's for Chilul Shabbos, well, we've only ever found that the Torah differentiates between the Yochid and the Rabbim with regard to Avodah Zarah, Le'inyan Avodas Kechavim. But Bashar Mitzvahs, Mi Polig? Question mark. But with regard to other mitzvahs like Chilul Shabbos, as important as it is there any differentiation between a Yochid and a Rabbim? We only have a precedent to distinguish between a Yochid and a Rabbim, 23 or 71 Dayanim with regard to Avodah Zarah. So when we're judging the Shevet and the Mishnah says you need 71 Dayanim, what are we judging them for? Chilul Shabbos? Whoever said that Chilul Shabbos, there's a differentiation to be made between a Yochid and a Rabbin? Whoever said that? Says Rashi on the first wide line at the bottom of the Omid. Le'inyan Avodah Zarah, with regard to Avodah Zarah, chilek bein yechidim lemerubim. Yes, over there we really have made a distinction between individuals and the masses. Why? Because we know that an individual only needs 23 dayanim, but de'ir hanidachas, when you have an entire city, bo'i Sanhedrin gedolah. There you need the entire Sanhedrin, k'dayalef lekamon, as we'll learn later on, at 71. And yet, the Yochid, if it's an individual who has served Avodah Zarah, Nidoin, he gets judged B'chof Gimel. 23. The Ksiv, because it says in the Pasuk, quote unquote, Vaitseisoi so Ishahu El Sha'orecho, Bezdin Sheba Sha'orecho. What does that mean, Bezdin Sheba Sha'orecho? Where does the Bezdin sit? The answer is, as we mentioned yesterday, the Sanhedrin HaGedolah of 71 Dayanim, they sit in the Beis HaMikdash, in a special room called the Lishka Sagozis. But the minor, quote unquote, Bezdin, at least relatively minor of 23, they don't sit in the Beis HaMikdash, they sit, every town has their Bezdin. That's what it means, as we know right in the beginning of Parshas Shoftim. It says, Shoftim v'shoitrim, titen l'cha v'chol sha'orecha, in all of your gates. It means every city has to have a Bezdin. So Rashi says, we learn from a pasuk. It says, with regard to Avodah Zarah, where do you take this fellow? It doesn't say take him to the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, to your gates, means in your own local municipal Bezdin, says Rashi, Bezdin Shebesha'orecha. The Bezdin in your gates. So therefore, says Rashi, what do I see? That when a Yochid serves Avodah Zarah, I take him to the local Bezdin of 23 Dayanim. When an entire town serves Avodah Zarah, then I've got to take him to the Beis HaMikdash to the 71. So we clearly have a precedent to distinguish between a Yochid and a Rabbim with regard to Avodah Zarah. Yes.
Isn't it possible to make a svara that if an entire town decides to be Mechal Shabbos, it is Avodah Zarah?
We'll see. We do consider in some areas of Halacha Chilul Shabbos to be equitable to be Oved Avodah Zarah. At the moment, the Gemara is not equating, and the Gemara says we only distinguish between the Yochid and the Rabbin with regard to Avodah Zarah. We do not have a posuk in the Torah that clearly says that with regard to other mitzvahs, let's say Chilul Shabbos, we would also make a distinction. So the Gemara says, have a look at the Gemara. Hello, B'Shevet Shehudach. Rabbi Yosef, I'm curious, how does Rabbi Art Scroll translate Shehudach? It's the same word as Ir Hanidachas.
Subverted to idolatry.
Subverted to idolatry. Okay, we'll take that. So we must be talking about Avodah Zarah, because as mentioned before, it's only with regard to Avodah Zarah that there's a difference between a Yochid and a Rabbim. So we're talking about a Shevet Shehudach, a Shevet that has gone astray serving Avodah Zarah. Now remember, we have to be very, very careful over here. We're not talking about an Ir Anidachas. An Ir is a city. Here we're talking about a tribe. How many people constitutes a city? How many people constitutes a Shevet? We'll see in a moment, but clearly it's not the same thing. So we're talking about a tribe, an entire tribe, or majority of, Shehudach, have gone astray, and they've served Avodah Zarah, and for that reason, they've got to be judged not by the Bezdin B'Sha'orecha of 23, but rather by the Bezdin HaGodol, or Sanhedrin HaGodol of 71. Says the Gemara, L'meimra, does this mean to say, the Bedina de Rabbim Daininon Le? ? That we are judging them the din of the Rabbim. Remember, we said a Yochid never needs to be judged by 71 unless he's a Novi Sheker, as we're going to see in a second. But for regular quote unquote Averas, even if it's Avodah Zarah or a Tzicha, 23. A Rabbim is a different status. So if you're telling me we're talking about a Shevet Shehudach and they've got to be judged by 71, are you trying to tell me, therefore, that the Shevet that served Avodah Zarah is treated as a Rabbim, not as a group of Yechidim? Everybody agrees if 10 people would serve Avodah Zarah, then that's a Bezdin of 23. That's not called a Rabbim just because there's more than one. So we're trying to now define what is the definition of a Rabbim. A Rabbim requires 71. $64 million question. What is a Rabbim? So if you tell me that a Shevet that served Avodah Zarah, again, a Shevet means either in its entirety or Roiv, they need to be judged by 71. So apparently you're considering a Shevet as a Rabbim. So again, says the Gemara, L'meimra. Are you telling me the Bedina de Rabbim Daininon Le, that they get judged the judgment of a Rabbim? Have a look at Rashi. We'll see in a moment what exactly is the Gemara's question. Why may this be problematic? Says Rashi on the third wide line. Lameimra, you're trying to tell me the Shevet Shalim, that a complete Shevet Shehudach, comma, that has gone astray in a served Avodah Zarah, Badina de Rabim Daininon Le, gets judged like the Rabim, just like Kedino de Irani Dachas, just like the status, just like the judgment of an Irani Dachas, the Mikri, because they are also called, quote unquote, Merubin. An Irani Dachas is not just a collection of individuals. Rather, they're called Merubin. What happens to a Merubin? Daininon le besayef. They get judged by the sword, and also by Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Do you remember we said earlier on in this Amud that the standard death penalty, unless stated otherwise, is always what? Chenek. Strangulation. An Ir Anidachas, how do they get killed? They do not get killed by strangulation. They get killed by the sword. Why is that? The answer is because a Yochid is killed b'chenek. A Rabim is killed b'sayef. That's the sword. So we see that a Rabim is treated very differently to a Yochid. Whilst a Yochid is killed by chenek, number one, and with a Bezdin of 23, number two, but a Rabim such as Irani Dachas, they are not killed b'chenek, they are killed b'sayof, number one, and number two with a Bezdin of 71. So are you trying to tell me that the same applies to a Shevet that served Avodah Zarah? I am giving them Rabim status. What does that mean, Rabim status? They would need a Bezdin of 71, they would be killed by Sayef. We're treating them altogether differently from the Yochid. Is that what you're trying to say? So look back into the Gemara. Why would this problem be problematic? Says the Gemara, on the last word on the line, come on. Whose opinion would this be? Loi k'Rabbi Yashiya, v'loi k'Rabbi Yoinasan. I'm sorry to say, but if you are trying to tell me that the Shevet that have gone astray are treated as the Rabbim, that does not seem to fit in with any opinion that we know, neither Rav Yashia nor Rav Yonasan. Why? What did Rav Yashia say? What did Rav Yonasan say? The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Ad kamo oisin ir hanidachas. How many people constitute an Ir HaNidachas? As we've explained, an Ir HaNidachas is a different status because they are the Rabbim. How many people in an Ir HaNidachas? Is there a minimum? Is there a maximum? Says the Braisa, the Tanya, Ad kamo oisin Ir HaNidachas. How many people constitute an Ir HaNidachas? Miyud va'ad kuf, from 10 to 100, divrei Rabbi Yashia. So not less than 10, not more than 100. It's only between 10 and 100 people that would constitute an Ir HaNidachas. So between 10 and 100, you give them the status of the Rabbim, they're killed by the Sayof, Sanhedrin Gedolah of 71. But it's got to be in between 10 and 100, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yashi. Rabbi Yonasan said, Mikuf va'ad ruboy shel shevet. The numbers are higher. It's not between 10 and 100. It's from 100, not until 100. From 100 until the roiv of a shevet. I'm not sure what that number is.
So it's at least 10,000, right? If not more.
Okay, could be. So anything from 100 until the majority of a shevet. Now, says the Gemara, va'afilu Rabbi Yonasan, even Rabbi Yonasan, loy komar elo ruboy. Rabbi Yonasan, who clearly is giving you the bigger number, but when, until, what's that number? What's the roof? What's the ceiling? The answer is a roiv of a shevet. Aval kulay loy, question mark. Even Rabbi Yonasan, who gives the higher number, but he does not allow you to get to numbers of an entire shevet, only the roiv of a shevet. Where these numbers come from, I'm not sure at this moment, but it's not relevant. So, according to Rabbi Yashio, what is the definition of a rabbim between 10 and 100? According to Rabbi Yonasan, it's from 100 until the roiv of a shevet. So what's the Gemara's question? That means whichever opinion you take, I'm sorry to tell you, nobody holds that an entire shevet is considered a rabbim. It's too big to be a rabbim. The numbers, according to all opinions, have to be lower. According to Rav Yashia, it's miles lower. Remember, just for argument's sake, how many people in a shevet? We'll just throw out a number, an arbitrary number. Let's say 100,000 people. Okay. So let's say if in every tribe there's 100,000 people, there's probably more, but let's say 100,000 people. So the roiv of that shevet is obviously just over 50,000. So if you're telling me in the Mishnah that the shevet that has served Avodah Zorah need to be judged by 71-man Bezdin, that means you are giving them a rabbim status. What is the definition of rabbim? Says the Gemara, and this is the Gemara's question, any definition you like does not fit in with our Mishnah, because we have two definitions, either Rav Yashia or Rav Yonasan. Rav Yashia's definition is tiny, between 10 and 100. Well, a shevet is obviously, we just said 100,000, well, that's miles off. And even according to Rabbi Yonasan, who gives a bigger number, what's Rabbi Yonasan's number? Anything from 100 till 51,000. But our Mishnah is clearly talking about a shevet. Now, it's true, we did say a roiv of a shevet, but it also means a proper shevet, a whole shevet. So if you have 100,000 people serving Avodah Zorah, how can you judge them by a bezdin of 71? Because you consider them a rabbim, but the numbers don't add up. A rabbim is only either between 10 or 100, or between 100 and 51,000, but not an entire shevet. And therefore, our Mishnah does not fit in with any opinion, either of Yashia or Rav Yonasan. That is the Gemara's question. By the way, if you look at the very bottom Tosfos on the Omid, where are these numbers coming from? 10, 100, Shevet. But where are these numbers coming? They can't just be arbitrary, obviously. So if you look at the very bottom Tosfos, Me asara ad kuf, from 10 to 100, says Tosfos, ho de lamar. According to one opinion, choshiv ir bakuf. A town would be considered a town anything till 100. Ulamar, and according to the other opinion, is ba'asara, from 100 upwards or from 10 upwards. Where are these numbers coming from? Nira, it would appear to me, says Tosfos, the pligi b'kro the omois hey. It would appear to me that they're all debating how to learn a pasuk in omois. Perakei omois is one of the treyasa. The ksiv ha'ir hayoytseis elef tashir meo. V'hayoytseis meo tashir asora. There is a pasuk there that talks about an ir, a city, and these numbers of 1,000 or 100 or 10 are mentioned in the Pasuk, without getting involved in all the nitty-gritty of the Pasuk, but it would seem to be, says Tosfos, that the root of this argument really all depends on how you learn that Pasuk. So these are not just numbers, chas v'shalom, that are invented, it's all about what the definition of an ear is. But either way, we either define as an ear as 10 people, up to 100, or from 100 until 51,000. But anything more than that does not have the status as a rabbin. So how can you tell me in the Mishnah that if you have a Shevet Shehudach, they have to be treated as the Rabbim, but that's too big to be considered a Rabbim, according to all opinions? Yeah.
The Bezdin of 71 or 73, it's the 71, is the largest Bezdin there is possible.
Correct.
So what's the difference if it's more than Rabbim? They have to be judged. So if it's a Shevet Nidachas, what would you do? It has to be the 71. There's nothing bigger. What, are you going to not judge them at all?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know what happens then, but the halacha of Ir Nidachas only pertains to those numbers. If it's bigger, I don't know what does happen, but I know what does not happen. They will not be treated by a 71-man Bezdin.
It's an infidel.
I don't know, maybe Art Scroll fill us in. Rabbi Yosef, does Art Scroll fill us in? What happens to a town of a larger number? I do not know. But we do not consider them as a rabbi. In fact, if you look at Rashi, Rashi fills us in. Look at the very last Rashi on the Omid. Me'asoro v'admeo, botzir me'asoro. What does botzir mean? Botzir means less. Less than 10, loy mikri ir, is not considered a town. You have 9 people, that's not considered a town. V'tfei mimeo, and more than 100, nafka miteiras ir, that's too big to be considered a town. V'havalu sibur. So now we've finally got a third category.
Oh yeah, community.
Right, we've been talking until now about a yochid, an individual, or a rabbim as in a city, and now we've got a new definition called sibur, and this is the answer to Larry's question. If you're that big, if you're more than 100 people, according to the first opinion, or more than 51,000, according to the second one, you're too big to be considered a city. You're considered a community. And what's the halacha of a community? Ubet sibur loik siv saif. There's no such thing as killing the entire tzibur by a sword. Hilkoch kol echod nidoin bifne atzmoy ubeskila. Each one will be judged on its own merit. Beskila, by stoning. So it gets upgraded and upgraded and upgraded. A yochid would be bechenek. If it's a tzibur, if it's a rabbim, an ir, then it's besayef. And if it's more than that, then it's beskila. But not with a bezin of 71.
Then who would be the bezin? How many?
But then a regular bezin, maybe 23. It's too big to be judged by a bezin of 71. It's too big to constitute an ir.
So let me understand this. If it's an individual, it's 23. If it's a rabbim, it's 71. But if it's bigger than a rabbim, it skips back to 23. Why wouldn't they say?
But it gets an upgraded punishment, which is to skila.
Yeah, but okay, but that's not explaining how many judges they would have. Because right. You're going.
We do not have a bezin of 71, and yet our Mishnah clearly says that you do need a bezin of 71. But if we're talking about a tire shevet, you don't judge a shevet with a bezin of 71, rather we just have to file them in one by one and treat them as individuals, albeit an upgraded punishment of skila.
Why would we bring
up? We do not understand our Mishnah. How can our Mishnah says that when you're judging a shevet, you judge them with 71? A shevet is definitely more than 51,000 people. It's 100,000 people, for example. That's off the charts according to all opinions. So why are we judging them with 71? Now remember, we've made a big assumption. What's the assumption that we've made? The assumption that we've made is that we're talking about a shevet that have served Avodah Zarah. It didn't say that in the Mishnah. That was the whole problem. The Mishnah was very cryptic. What did it say in the Mishnah? All it said in the Mishnah was, when you're judging a shevet, you need 71. We don't know what that means. So our first suggestion was, it was a shevet or Mechal or Shabbos. No, that can't be. Second suggestion is Avodah Zarah. But that also can't be, because then it's too big. So we still don't know what does the Mishnah mean when it says you're judging a shevet with a bezdin of 71. Says the Gemara on the bottom line. Omar Rav Masna. So Rav Masna says a very big chiddush. A completely different translation of the word shevet. it does not mean that the Shevet en masse were over an Avera. If they were over an Avera en masse, they're too big to be considered a rabbi. Rather, what is it? Omer Ravasa, Ramasna, Hocha, Benossi, Shevet, Shechoto, Askinon. When we say we're judging a Shevet, it doesn't mean we're judging the whole Shevet, it's the Nossi of the Shevet. So what are we learning in the Mishnah? We're learning that the Nossi of the Shevet is treated differently to every other Yochid. Every Yochid, whichever Avera, whichever death penalty, is always 23. If an individual, for example, murders, then he's killed Basayef. And if he's Machal Shabbos, then he gets Skila. And if he's Avodah Zarah, then he gets Chenek. So there's a multiple different choices of different types of death sentences. But either way, it's always 23. The exception, and this is what the Mishnah is teaching us, is when the Nossi was the one who was over an Avera. Look at the top Rashi. The Nossi Shevet Shechata. The Nossi of a Shevet sinned. Uba'achas mikol misa is bezdin. Any misa is bezdin, makes no difference. Whether a Nossi was Machal al Shabbos, whether he killed, whether he was over an Avodah Zarah, whatever it may be, the individual would normally need to be judged by 23, but by virtue of the fact that he's a Nossi, so he gets upgraded to 71. And therefore, we've answered our question. We're not talking about an en masse trial. The Mishnah was very confusing because the Mishnah says, judging a Shevet. Well, it certainly sounds like you're judging the entire tribe. That's where we got stuck. So Rav Masna is teaching us that no, when it says the Shevet, it doesn't mean you're judging the whole Shevet, you're judging the Nossi of the Shevet. And he brings a proof. Says the Gemara, Mi loy Omar Rav Ada ba'ahavo. Did Rav Ada ba'ahavo not tell us? We have a pasuk in Parshas Yisrael. Do you remember this pasuk? Kol hadovor hagodoil yoviu eilecho. Remember, Yisroi is advising Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the literal translation, remember, we've said this in the past, that Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of 71. Moshe is equitable to 71 Dayanim. Yisroi said to him, Kol hadovo hagodol, any great matter should be brought to you. So the simple translation is, of course, what does it mean, a great matter? Meaning a very, very complex shaila. But we have a drasha. Dvarav shel godoil. Not just a great case, but rather the case of a great person. And hainami godoil hu. And a nasi certainly constitutes a great person. So this is a drasha. When it says kol hadovar hagodoil, it's not just when the great matter is being discussed, it needs to be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's also the great matter, or the matter of a great person. And that's where we learn a great person is not judged in the same way as a regular quote-unquote person is judged. So a Nossi certainly constitutes a Odom Godoil. And from there we learn he has different status. He's got to be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, i.e. 71.
Rebbe, were the Meraglim judged by Moshe because they were the Nesiei HaShevet and they committed an Avera?
Yeah, but that was different. They didn't commit an Avera as such, as one of the Averas of the Torah. They didn't go to Bezdin. It wasn't there with Machal Shabbos or Avera Vedazara. They had a special punishment, as I'll say, that they died, the worms came out of their nose, a terrible death. But here we're talking about a Nossi who was Machal Shabbos or Avera Vedazara, one of the Tariag Mitzvahs. So a Dovo HaGodoil, either a great matter, or the matter of a great person, needs to be judged by 71. So we now have our first pshat. It's Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the next pshat. But when the Mishnah talks about judging the Shevet, it doesn't mean judging the entire Shevet en masse. Rather, it's judging the Nossi of the Shevet, and he requires a Bezdin of 71.
They weren't over the Aver of Lashon Hara?
It's a discussion whether it's truly Lashon Hara, Pashtus not. They only spoke about Eitzim Vavonim, they spoke about land. There's no Issa essentially to talk about land. Okay. Be well, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
That's okay. You too.
Call two.